Well, not shocking news, kind of expected news, but here it is. New COVID-19 outbreaks in Michigan schools more than tripled in 1 week. That's the headline screaming in the Detroit News this morning. Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst, takes a deeper look. Marie?
And Paul, you are absolutely correct. The numbers more than three times the numbers from last week. State health officials reporting 31 new COVID-19 outbreaks this week. The state reporting 26 new outbreaks at K through 12 schools. Two were at higher education institutions and one was at an administrative building, two at intermediate school districts. The largest K through 12 outbreak is at Adams Elementary School. That's in Midland, 23 cases there. That's among students and staff that reported in there. The largest university outbreak is at Eastern Michigan University, 16 students there. Adrian College has 11 cases involving students. Three Oakland County high schools reporting new outbreaks. That's Avondale High School in Auburn Hills, Marion High School, and Troy House High School. A COVID-19 outbreak was reported among the football players. Paul, you mentioned this earlier with Sean at Detroit Renaissance High School last week. Detroit Public Schools Community District website listing 10 student cases and 40 other students in quarantine. State health officials also reporting 13 ongoing school outbreaks, and that's compared to just four of them last week. Checking in at the University of Michigan, their outbreak has grown from 86 cases to 172 cases among the undergraduates and the staff. Howell High School also dealing with an outbreak with 14 cases. And taking a look at some of the numbers for Michigan, Michigan adding 6,313 COVID cases, 29 deaths. That is a three-day total. Those numbers came out yesterday. 10 of the deaths were identified during a review of records. And the vaccination rate in Michigan now stands at 66.2%. So progress is being made very slowly, though, on that front, Paul W.
Marie, I've heard this this expression a number of times now that says, in your case, you said Michigan added 6,313 COVID-19 cases, 29 deaths from the virus on Tuesday, including totals from Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That one I can easily figure out. They just go back and look because they were off on the weekend, as they should be. But according to a review of records, what does that mean?
All right, so I knew you were going to ask about that. So first of all, the three-day totals, the state is has been publishing three-day totals for several months now. They're not, you know, we used to do it every day. They used to do it every day.
Right.
They're not doing that. They're doing now every 3 days they're releasing the numbers. Now, in terms of what is deemed a review of records, that means that all deaths attributed in any way to COVID-19 are reviewed. And in addition, other deaths are reviewed as well. So hospitals who report a death that may have been COVID-related, they don't count it as a COVID death. State officials will go back, look at those records, and determine whether or not the COVID was really the cause of death for that particular patient. Again, this is every time the numbers are released, there's just a certain number of cases that are added to the total that.
And is it always an addition or are there sometimes a subtraction where that wasn't a COVID death?
No, I've only seen additions because the purpose of the review of records is to make sure there's just some uncertainty whether or not to count that as a death from COVID. So they just want to make double sure before they were to add that to the total. And if they deem that a death was not COVID related, well, that just gets set aside, and you know another cause of death is determined for that person. So whatever the cause of death was at the time, I mean, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. So generally,
that's why I thought there'd be a subtraction.
No.
You know, if they said there were 350 deaths, but upon a review of records, it really was 330.
No, because they don't count it. If there's any question,
they don't
count it as a COVID death to subtract it. It's just kept aside and reviewed.
Interesting. All right, very good. This is not very good. The American Academy of Pediatrics announcing that one of four, I'm not good at math, I've already proclaimed that, but I'm guessing that's 25% of new COVID cases are kids. And I don't think we can be terribly shocked or surprised as we start putting all these kids together in schools, because we know that some people are in schools that can't be vaccinated yet. They're too young, or their parents have decided they don't want them to be vaccinated. They're right to make the decision. And the same goes, I guess, with masks and mask mandates. So when you put all these kids together, you're going to have problems. It'll be fascinating to see if we're going to have problems from the first college football games of the weekend, and you had altogether hundreds of thousands of college students together close in stands. And when I was looking on, when I checked those games, checked into them, I didn't see a lot of kids wearing masks at those football games.
Well, yeah, a lot of, there were students as well as the public, right? Especially at the Big House, there were the general public was allowed, you know, you could buy a ticket and go in. And, you know, you're supposed to wear a mask if you're unvaccinated. Well, you know, among the, was it 100,000 that went to the game over the weekend?
About 109 or so, 109,000.
So, you know, that doesn't take a lot to figure the math there. If, you know, if we're at 40% of the people there, thereabouts, would have, you know, just by statistically would not have been vaccinated. But we didn't see any masks.
And it's
there
because a lot of people believe that being outside, you're safe. But if you're outside sitting on top of each other, that's a little bit different than being outside walking around.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll see how that turns out. It'll be interesting to see, and we'll have those figures and that information as we continue to cover COVID-19 and its variants and how we're all dealing with it. Thanks, Marie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst.